भगवती वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय,
ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीमद्भागवतम्
principles of knowledge and detachment are two important factors on the path of transcendental realization. The whole spiritual process leads to perfect knowledge of everything material and spiritual, and the results of such perfect knowledge are that one becomes detached from material affection, becomes attached to spiritual activities. Becoming detached from material things doesn't mean becoming inert altogether, as the man with a poor fund of knowledge thinks. Naiskarma means not undertaking such activities that will produce good or bad effects. Negation doesn't mean negation of the positive. Negation of the non-essentials doesn't mean negation of the essential. Similarly, detachment from material forms doesn't mean nullifying the positive form. The bhakti cult is meant for realization of the positive form. When the positive form is realized, negative forms are automatically eliminated. Therefore, with the development of the bhakti cult, with the application of the positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from inferior things, and he becomes attached to superior things. Similarly, bhakti cult, being the supermost occupation of the living being, leads him out of the material sense enjoyment. That is the sign of a pure devotee. He is neither a fool nor he engaged in inferior energy, nor does he have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of Almighty. In conclusion, one who is pure devotee has all other good qualities, namely knowledge, detachment, etc. But one who has only knowledge and detachment is not necessarily well acquainted with the principle of bhakti cult. Bhakti is the supermost occupation of the human being. In this Kali Yuga, अन्यधर्मांस्तिरस्कृत्य पुरस्कृत्य महोत्सवान् तदा नांग हरिदास लोकित न प्रवर्तयत। वंस नारद मेड ए प्रमिस इन कलि युग ओनली भक्ति इज देयर। नारद मेड प्रमिस दैट आई प्रमिस दैट आई विल एस्टैब्लिश दिस भक्ति in Kali Yuga, disregarding other dharmas like Varnashrama dharma. If I cannot do, then I am not Haridas. I am not servant of Lord Hari. Nunam janma sastrena bhakto pridhi hujayate kalu bhakti bhaktya krishna purasthita. After undergoing thousands of births, man, develops attachment, attraction towards bhakti. And in Kali Yuga especially, bhakti is the only thing required. Other karma, jnana, yoga are denied. Bhaktyam ekva grajya. You can only get Krishna by bhakti, not by karma, jnana or yoga. Krishna himself said that thing. Bhaktyam ekva grajya. I am only submitted to bhakti. It is only obtained by bhakti. I immediately appear before a bhakta who has developed pure bhakti. It is said, satkarma sujaka nunam jnana jagyo smruta buddhi srimad bhagavatala postuta gita sukadhivi bhakti jnana viragana tad ghosena balam maha brajishyati doya kastam sukham bhakter bhavishyati. Those who are learned pandits, conscientious persons, they said that jnana, jnana-jagya is satkarma, pious activity. And that jnana-jagya, you will find that Sukadeva Goswami has sung in Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find bhakti jnana-vairagya. This verse especially says, वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजित जनयति आशु वैराग्य ज्ञान हुन्छ जत हि सुगम बाई रेन्डरिङ डिभोसन टु पर्सनल गड श्री कृष्ण वान इमिडिएटली एक्वायर्स नलेज डिटाचमेन्ट फ्रम द वर्ल्ड ऑटोमेटिक डेवलपमेंट ऑफ ज्ञान वैराग्य सत्कर्म सूचक नून ज्ञान यज्ञ सुचुत बुद्धि श्रीमद्भागवत आलाप सतुगी चुकाधि भक्ति ज्ञान वैरागाण तद्घोषेण बल महत् भविष्य द्वय कष्ट सुखम भक्ति भविष्य सो इफ यू डेली रीड श्रीमद्भागवतम डेली हियर श्रीमद्भागवत कथा immediately to develop bhakti and automatically gyan vairagya will be developed palayung gamishyat gamishanti srimad bhagavat dhuni alar dosa ime sarve singa sabda dukaiva gyan vairagya sanjukta bhakti prema rasavaha pratigeham pratijanam tada pidan karisali by hearing the roaring of a lion as a tiger flees away out of fear Similarly, hearing the sound of Srimad Bhagavatam, transcendental sound vibration of uttering verses, shlokas from Srimad Bhagavatam, all the contaminations of Kali Yuga will be destroyed. They will flee away. And Bhakti Devi will immediately appear with Jnana and Vairagya. You understand? So, कथा भागवत स्यापि तावत् संसार चक्रेस्मिन् भ्रमति अज्ञान तपमान जावत् कर्णगता नास्ति सुख शास्त्र कथा क्षणम् एज लॉन्ग एज वन हैज नॉट हर्ड भागवत कथा विद हिज इयर्स हिज इग्नोरेंस विल नेवर बी डिस्पेल्ड ही कैन नॉट बी डिलीवर्ड फ्रॉम दिस रिवॉल्यूशन ऑफ द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ कथा भागवत स्यापि नित्यं भवति जद्गृहे तद्गृहं तीर्थरूपं हि वसदां पापनाशनम् अश्वमेध सहस्राणि वाजपेय सदानि च सुखशास्त्र कथा यास्य कलं नान्ति षोडशीं इन हुज हाउस डेली श्रीमद् भागवत इज रेड श्रीमद् भागवत इज हार्ड श्रीमद् भागवत कथा अपीयर्स दैट गृह बिकम्स ए तीर्थ ए होली प्लेस And those who are residing in that gruha, they all become free from all sinful reactions. They get such result, that means by performing 1,000 horse sacrifice, 100 vajpaya yajna, you understand, if someone gets one but result, it cannot be compared. Even 1/16th of hearing of Bhagavatam, the result derived from hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Shlokardam shlokapadam anityam bhagavatodbhavam patasya samukha naiva jadichyasi parangati. If you want to achieve supreme perfection, if you achieve the goal of your life, ultimate goal of your life, you must every day utter one verse of Bhagavatam. If not half verse or 1/4 of the verse of Bhagavatam, you understand, at least. Jasya Bhagavata Shastram Vate Dharthato Nisam Janma Koti Kutum Papam Nasyati Natra Sanchaya. One who is very, very fortunate, he every day, daily, Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya, he every day will read Bhagavata, hear Bhagavata, and speak on Bhagavata. Thereby, is all sinful reactions accumulated from crores of life immediately becomes destroyed. One who is a Sukrutivan Vyakti is very fortunate and Sukrutivan, one who achieves some piety, he daily utters one sloka, either one sloka or half a sloka or 1/4 of sloka. Thus so, he gets the result of performing Rāśvya Jagyo, Aśvya Jagyo. Such is the result. Antakāle tujanaiva śrūyate sukha sāstra bhā prithyā tasaiva vaikuntho govindo pi tujacchati. At the time of quitting body, meeting death, if someone hears Śrīmad-bhāgavata-kathā Immediately, Lord Govinda takes him to his abode. You understand? So many, these are the glorifications and results of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhiktam naram pasu samam bhuvi bhara rupa mevam vadanti divi deva samaja mukhya. Let it be condemned. The life of such a person be condemned. If during his lifetime he has not heard Srimad Bhagavatam, you understand? He is jivan murta, though alive, he is dead. He is a great burden on Mother Earth. You understand? Great demon. Therefore, we have this daily program in all our ISKCON centers, this Bhagavata Path Pravachan. The founder Acharya, our revered spiritual master, Sri Srimati S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, introduced this thing. You may not do any other sadhana, but only hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a Vaishnava, Bhakta Bhagavata, who is an embodiment of Bhagavata, concentrated attention, full faith, humility, humble attitude. Immediately you will develop Krishna Bhakti. Yes, as a result of which your material fears, soka moho, material fears, lamentations are immediately destroyed forever. Krishna Bhakti Ravadana Jyoto Subha Subha Karma Krishna Bhakti Ravadana Seiye ko jibero ajnana tam dharma
Seiye ko jibero ajnana tam
dharma Jnano vairagyadi bhaktiro kabhu nahi ango Vairagyadi bhaktiro Ahinsa jama niyamadi bhule Krishna bhakta sanga
Ahinsa jama niyamadi bhule Krishna bhakta sanga
Kama tyaji Krishna bhaje Shastra ajna mani Kama tyaji Krishna bhaje Deva Rusi Pitru Diger Kabhu Nahe Rudi Kabhu Nahe Rudi Vidhi Dharma Chari Bhaje Krishna Rocharana Vidhi
Dharma Chari Bhaje Krishna
Nisiddho papacharitar kabhu nahe mano Ajnane ba hoy jodi pap upasthito Ajnane ba hoy jodi Krishna tare suddha kore na koray prayoshito
Krishna tare suddha kore na koray prayoshito
Suni kada vase tave
Vaishvam bara
Ghat ghat bari roba Hiro loya koro Jhaat jhaat bari roba Hiro loya koro Mor nutyo dekhite Ohar kon sakti Mor nutyo dekhite Poyopano korilegi Mote hoye bhakti Poyopano korilegi
Mote hoye bhakti
Dui bhuja toli prabhu অঙ্গুলি দেখা দুই যতলি প্রভু পয়পান কভু মোর কেহ নাহি পায় পয়পানে কেউ কভু নাহি পায় চন্ডাল মোহারো শরণ যদি লন্না সেহ মোর মুই তার জানি হিসে মোর মুই তার জানি হিস সন্ন্যাসীয় মোর যদি না লয়ে শরণ সন্ন্যাসীয় মোর নয়ে সত্য বলিলু বচন গজেন্দ্র বানর গোপে কি তপ করিল গজেন্দ্র বানর গোপে বল দেখি তারা মোরে কে মতে পাইল অসুরে ও তপ করে কি হয়ে তাহার অসুর ও তপ করে বিনে মোর শরণ ল ইলে নাহি পার বিনে মোর শরণ ল প্রভু বলে পয় পানে মরে নাহি পায় প্রভু পয় পানে সকল করিমু চূর্ণ দেখিবে থায়ে হোয়াট ইজ ভক্তি হোয়াট ইজ পুণ্যকর্ম পায়স অ্যাক্টিভিটি হোয়াট ইজ পাপ হোয়াট ইজ পুণ্যকর্ম পায়স হোয়াট ইজ ভক্তি ওয়ান শুড আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইট অ্যান্ড দিস ভার্স স্পেসিফিক্যালি স্পিকস অ্যাবাউট ইট হোয়াট ইজ ইজ ভক্তি প্রভুপাদ ইন হিজ পারপাস দ্যাটফর সেজ হ্যাঁ ইট সেজ দ্যাট সাম সে দোজ হু কনসিডার ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস অফ দি সুপ্রিম লর্ড কৃষ্ণ টু বি সমথিং লাইক মেটেরিয়াল ইমোশনাল অফেয়ার্স মে আর্গু দ্যাট ইন দি রিভিল স্ক্রিপচার্স স্যাক্রিফাইস চ্যারিটি অস্টিলিটি নলেজ মিস্টিক পাওয়ার্স সিমিলার অদার প্রসেসেস অফ ট্রান্সফরমেশন আর রেকমেন্ডেড অ্যাকর্ডিং টু দেম ভক্তি অর ডিভোশনাল সার্ভিস অফ দি লর্ড ইজ মিন্ট ফর দোজ হু ক্যানট পারফর্ম হাই গ্রেড অ্যাক্টিভিটি হোয়াট ইজ হাই গ্রেড অ্যাক্টিভিটি ভক্তি ইজ দ্য হাইয়েস্ট গ্রেড অফ অ্যাক্টিভিটি হ্যাঁ হাই গ্রেড অ্যাক্টিভিটি জেনারেলি ইট ইজ সেড দ্যাট ভক্তি কল্ড ইজ মিন্ট ফর শুদ্র বৈশ্য অ্যান্ড লেস ইন্টেলিজেন্ট উমেন ক্লাস দে সে সো দে ডোন্ট নো হোয়াট ইজ রিয়েল ভক্তি হ্যাঁ বাট ইট ইজ নট দ্য অ্যাকচুয়াল ফ্যাক্ট ভক্তি কল দি টপমোস্ট অফ অল ট্রান্সেন্ডেন্টাল অ্যাক্টিভিটিজ Therefore, it is simultaneously sublime and easy. So one should understand what is bhakti and knowledge. If it is possible, you gather all the human beings of the world and take a boat. You understand? Take a boat. We'll take a boat. This is the age of boat, majority boat. So we'll put two boxes. One box is satkarma punyabharam. karma, another box is bhakti. So we'll take boat. If it's possible, gather all the human beings of the whole world and take boat. What will you get? Who will get the majority of boat? You'll find majority. 99% boat will be cast on the box of punya karma. By chance, one boat out of 100, one boat may be available for bhakti. Isn't it? Again, that one what is the for bhakti, it is karma misra bhakti. Do you understand? Bhakti a category, karma misra bhakti, jnana misra bhakti, shuddha bhakti. So that what will cast only for karma misra bhakti, not shuddha bhakti. So shuddha bhakti will get zero vote. Zero. Understand? Yes, zero. No vote. No vote. So, you should understand, general, it's general notion of the people, but general notion. One who is a poor man, unfed, give him some food, feed him. Feeding the hungry people. And make the arrangement of treating the patient. Well, no money, cannot go to hospital, cannot. He may be dying, so you make some arrangement. There's some nice treatment will be available for him. Mother Teresa gets the Nobel Award for this. The leprosy, lepers, rotting on the ground. She goes there, washes their wounds, leprosy affected parts, puts bandages. Oh, very good. Such noble, very noble activity doing. So she is awarded Nobel Prize. Who understands bhakti? Is it bhakti? So, treat a patient, give him some medicine, serve him, render some service to him. So, general notion of the people, this is the great religious people, dharmika. Do you understand? But this is not paradharma, supreme dharma. This is not supreme dharma. Do you understand? You see, this suniti, it's maybe suniti, this morality, or punya karma, pious activity. Do you follow? It is better to give food to a hungry person. It's better to donate some warm clothes to a poor man suffering out of biting cold, than stealing others' property. Understand me? Than stealing others' property. It's better. It is better to serve your father and mother. You understand? Than doing illicit sex. You understand? So, this suniti or punya karma, morality or pious activity is not equal to bhakti. What to speak of equal? It's not a stepping stone up to bhakti also. What to say stepping stone? It is detrimental to bhakti. Yes, detrimental to bhakti. Mahaprabhu says, Krishna bhakti ravadha gajata subha subha karma. जीवेर अज्ञान तम धर्म ज्ञान वैराग्य दि भक्ति कहुन अंग अहिंसा दम नियम आदि बोले कृष्ण भक्त सम महापुरुष है शुभ अशुभ कर्म पायस एक्टिविटीज ऑस्पिशियस एक्टिविटीज इम्पायस एक्टिविटीज व्हाट एवर पायस इम्पायस एक्टिविटीज दिस इज अज्ञान तम धर्म दिस इज डन बाय द पीपल दोज हू आर कवर्ड अप विद द डेंस डार्कनेस ऑफ इग्नोरेंस Understand? Jnana vairagya di bhakti ra kabuna yanga, ahinsa jamanyam adi bule krishna bhakta. This jnana and vairagya, this verse speaks about jnana vairagya. Janaiti asu vairagya jnana ucha jada hituka. This jnana and vairagya, knowledge and detachment, is not limb of bhakti, is not limb. One who is a dear devotee of Krishna, Krishna bhakta, you understand? This jnana, vairagya, ahinsa, what do you say? Non-violence, jama, niyama, what do you say? Strictly regulating the, controlling the mind and senses. These all run behind Krishna Bhakta, run behind, you understand? Krishna Bhakta never does so, but they run behind Krishna Bhakta, understand me? Kamatyaji Krishna Bhode Sastra Gyamani, Devarusi Pitru Digar Kabunayaru. ଅନ୍ୟାଭିଳାଷା ଶୂନ୍ୟ ଜ୍ଞାନ କର୍ମ ଆଦି ଅନାବୃତ ଆନୁକୂଲ୍ୟନ କୃଷ୍ଣାନୁଶୀଳନ ଭକ୍ତିରୁ ଉତ୍ତମା ରୂପ ଗୋସ୍ୱାମୀ ଶେଷ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଉତ୍ତମା ଭକ୍ତି ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ପିଓର ଭକ୍ତି ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ଭକ୍ତି ହାଁ ଭକ୍ତ ଡିଭୋଟି ହ୍ୱାଜ୍ ନୋ ଡିଜାୟର ଫର୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ ଏଞ୍ଜୟମେଣ୍ଟ ନୋ ଡିଜାୟର ଫର୍ ମେଟେରିଆଲ ଲିବରେସନ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଓନ୍ଲି ଏନ୍ଗେଜ୍ ଇନ୍ ଲଭିଂ ରେଣ୍ଡରିଙ୍ଗ ଲଭ୍ ହିଜ୍ ସର୍ଭିସ୍ ଦାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ କୃଷ୍ଣ ୱିଲ୍ ବି ପ୍ଲିଜ୍ଡ ଦାଟ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ଗିଭ୍ ଅଲ୍ ପ୍ଲେଜର୍ ହାପିନେସ୍ ଟୁ କୃଷ୍ଣ ହି ଡଜ୍ ସୋ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଦାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଉତ୍ତମା ଭକ୍ତି ଦାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ସୁପ୍ରିମ୍ ଭକ୍ତି ହାଁ ୱାନ୍ ହୁ ଡଜ୍ ସୋ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ହି ଇଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଇଣ୍ଡେଟେଡ୍ ଟୁ ଡେମିଗଡ୍ସ ଟୁ ରୁସିସ୍ ଟୁ ଫୋର୍ ଫାଦର୍ ଅଲ୍ ହି ଡେଟ୍ସ ଆର୍ କ୍ଲିୟର୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଅଦରୱାଇଜ୍ ୟୋର୍ ଡେଟ୍ସ କ୍ୟାନ୍ ନଟ୍ ବି କ୍ଲିୟର୍ ଆଜ୍ ଲଙ୍ଗ୍ ଆଜ୍ ୟୁ ଡୋଣ୍ଟ ଡୁ ଦିସ୍ ପିଓର୍ ଭକ୍ତି କଲ୍ଟିଭେଟ୍ ୟୋର୍ ଡେଟ୍ସ ଆର୍ ଦେୟାର୍ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଇଣ୍ଡେଟେଡ୍ ଟୁ ଡେମିଗଡ୍ସ ଟୁ ରୁସିସ୍ ଟୁ ଫୋର୍ ଫାଦର୍ସ ଡେଫିନେଟ୍ ବିଧି ଧର୍ମ ଛାଡ଼ିବ ଯେ କୃଷ୍ଣର ଚରଣ ନିଶ୍ଚିତ ପାପାଚାର ତାର କହୁ ନୟ ମନ ଦିସ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦିସ୍ ସ୍ପିକ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ରାଗାନୁଗା ଭକ୍ତି ରାଗାନୁଗା ଭକ୍ତି ଇଜ୍ ଏ ଇଟ୍ କମ୍ସ ଅଣ୍ଡର୍ ସାଧନ ଭକ୍ତି ୟୁ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ କମ୍ସ ଅଣ୍ଡର୍ ସାଧନ ଭକ୍ତି କ୍ୟାଟେଗରି ସାଧନ ଭକ୍ତି ହାଜ୍ ଟୁ ପାର୍ଟ୍ସ ବୈଧି ଆଣ୍ଡ ରାଗାନୁଗା ଇନ୍ ଦ ବିଗିନିଂ ଇଜ୍ ବୈଧି ଦିସ୍ ଡିଭୋସନ୍ ସର୍ଭିସ୍ following one of the Brajavasis, you understand, residents of Brajbhumi, like Nanda Rasoda, Vatsalya Ras, or Sakhya Ras, Kavar Vaish Sridham Subhar, or Gopis, conjugal love, you follow, that is Raganuga Bhakti. So when this Raganuga Bhakti comes, there is no vidhi, no rules, regulation, you follow. No rules, regulation. This is pure love. One is completely absorbed in thought of Krishna. You understand? Only completely absorbed in thought of Krishna. He is even forgetful of his own existence. Forgetful of what time is now. I am hungry, I will take food or what? Is it late at night, I will sleep? Or today is Ekadasi, I will fast? He is not aware of it. He is completely forgetful. So absurd. This is Raganuga. No vidhi, no regulations. Vidhi dharma chadiva je krishnera charana nishiddha papa. Whose mind and heart is completely fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. Complete absorption. Is there any chance that any sinful thought will enter into his mind? No chance at all. No chance. Nishiddha agyaneva hoya jadi papa upasthita krishna tare suddha kare na kare. Unconsciously, if such a devotee unconsciously commits some path, Krishna immediately purifies him. No need of atonement for him. Krishna knows the heart. You follow? Krishna knows the heart. In his heart, there is no tinge of thought of sinful activity. You understand? No tinge of thought. Completely the heart is occupied with Krishna. Thought of Krishna mind is. Krishna knows the heart. Unconsciously, if some sinful activity commits, Krishna knows it is outward only, external only, not in the heart. Krishna immediately purifies him. For him, there is no need of any sort of atonement. Example we give, this Villamangal Thakur. Villamangal Thakur was in the past, he was a woman hunter. He was very addicted to that Vesya, Chintamani Vesya. You understand, prostitute, very much addicted. Even on the day of his Pitru Sraddha, do you understand? Offering obeisance to this his father, that day he went to prostitute's house. At night, very bad night, torrential rain was there, whole land was inundated like great flood, high flood, you understand? Very dark night, still so mad. Part to go, how to go, no boat, one dead body was floating. I thought of this mad fellow and blind fellow. If such a person is blind, one sort of blind man, mad fellow. Thought of this is a boat, you understand? Dead body was floating. Thought of it is a boat. So, thinking it a boat, he crossed the water and reached the house of Chintamani Vesya. And so, bad night, torrential rain, storm, howling storm was there. The Vaishya prostitutor bolted the doors from inside. No entrance, no entrance. How to go? So, thought of I must go from the roof side. Some opening is there, like that. So how to go? Climb. One snake was hanging. I was so mad and blind. I thought this is a piece of rope. Catching hold of the snake, entered into the room. Vaishya became amazed. What? Such bad night, dark night, stormy night, and today is your Pitru Shraddha Divasa. Why have you come here? What attraction is there in my body? I have a nasty body. What is inside this body? All nasty things, abominable things. Union is there, stool is there, bones are there, kapha vata pita bile mucus, air is there, flesh is there, marrow is there, all nasty abominable things are there. Is it very good? Very attractive? What attraction is there? All attractive is Krishna. Kandarpa koti, vishesa sobham, isn't it? Krishna's beauty far excels that of crores of cupids. If you just little fragment of that attraction will be there, how it will be? And good for you, Instead of being attracted to Krishna, why are you attracted to this nasty body? This is a very good kick. The prostitute gave a very good kick. You understand? Purushottam Tirtha, very good kick. So immediately the face turned towards Krishna. No more towards Maya. Immediately turned. We can complete sadh. You understand? That is mercy. That is mercy. Because mercy. You follow? So from that onward, only thinking of Krishna, uttering name of Krishna, crying for Krishna, speaking of Krishna, nothing else. They become complete sadh. And started for Vrindavan. So on going to Vrindavan on the way, saw a maiden was taking bath in a lake, pond. By chance his eye fell on her. Stood there, gazed at her. The lady thought of, oh, a sadhu. Looks like a sadhu. His garment is sadhu. He is speaking Krishna, Krishna. So he's a sadhu. Sadhu was going. Why she looked at me? Why standing there, gazing at me? So immediately she finished her bath, put on her sari, went to her house, and he followed behind and stood at her doorstep. She went inside and reported it to her husband. She is a devoted wife, just wife. She reported it to her husband. I was taking bath, the sadhu was going, and gazed at me, stood. Now I came to the house, she followed me, and now standing at her doorstep. Husband said, oh, you say sadhu? Sadhu means what? Sadhu means a dear devotee of Krishna. Completely surrendered unto lotus feet of Krishna. He is sadhu. He has no other activity. No material activity at all. He is 100% engaged in loving service of Krishna. That is sadhu. And Shastra says, Mahajanas have said, if you meet such a sadhu, that day is a very glorious day for us. Most fortunate day for us. Because to meet such a sadhu is a very glorious day in the life. Fortunate in our life. Because by the mercy of sadhu, we can get Krishna. Our life will be successful. All right, if sadhu is there standing at our doorstep, so go. Pay obeisances. We must serve the sadhu, please him. Thereby we will get mercy, thereby we will get mercy of Krishna. Our life will be successful. Go. And husband orders, then just devoted wife comes out of the house, otherwise he cannot come. Tell him, paid obeisances, sadhu Mahatma, how can I serve you? I am ready now to serve you, to please you, to fulfill all your desire. What you want from me? As soon as that lady said, immediately came to consciousness. You understand? He became conscious. Oh, these eyes, nasty eyes, put me in such trouble. These are nasty eyes. That's all right. I don't need anything from you. Give me your hairpin. But why sadhu is asking for hairpin? Sadhu is moving barefoot. some thorn is pricked there, I think, on the soul. He may remove the thorn. But thorn is there in the heart. So, she gave the hairpin. Immediately, he plucked out his eyes. So, is there any sinful thought in the heart or mind? He would not have done that to pluck out his eyes. It's complete sorrow. You understand? This is all external happening, unconsciously, ajnani. And Krishna knows the heart. Krishna knows the heart. This is the heart. So immediately Krishna appeared there. Isn't he? Oh, sadhu, you are going to Vrindavan. How can you go? Now you are blind. Plucked out your eyes. How can you go? You are blind now. Could Krishna appear before such a sinful person who has sinful thoughts in his heart? Never appear. How is it that Krishna appeared immediately? Because it is a complete sadhu. There is no sinful thought in his heart. You understand? This is external. Krishna immediately purifies him. There is no need of atonement for him. All right. Catch hold of this stick. I will lead you to Vrindavan. The Krishna led him to Vrindavan. Krishna led him to Vrindavan. So in the land of Vrindavan, now sadhu, you are in the land of Vrindavan. Saying this, snatched away the stick from his hand. Saying this, snatched away the stick from his hand. So when he snatched away, Krishna snatched away stick from his hand, what he says, do you know? In Krishna Karnamurta he has written, in Villamangala, Hastam utkhipyo jatosi balad Krishna ki madhutam hudayatadi nijyasi paurusam gonayami. Oh Krishna, you slipped up from my hand. You slipped up from my hand. Is it your paurusa? What you say in English? Is it your, what is it? Is it your strength? Strength as a purusa. Understand me? Purusa means male. You understand? Paurusa? Can you slip up from my heart? He said. If you slip up from my heart, then I'll recognize, I'll accept you. Yes, you are really Purusha. Understand me? That means Krishna cannot slip up from his heart. Premi bhakta, you understand? We have developed your prema, your love. That bondage of love is so tight, so strong. Though Krishna is all-powerful, almighty, cannot break that bondage. That is what Krishna says, no power, away, no power, away, no power. I cannot, I cannot, I cannot. You follow? I cannot. So, therefore, in Krishna Karnamrita, he wrote that thing. Hrudayajadinirjasi paurusunganayamite. If Krishna, if you can slip up from my heart, then I will accept you, recognize you. Yes, you are really Purusha. Then say, Satya Prebhi Bhakta. This is Raganuga Bhakti. No vidhi. No regulation. What regulation is there? What regulation is there? If you really develop pure love for Krishna, what is needed? What is needed for Krishna's pleasure and enjoyment, his service to fulfill, to give him all pleasure, give him all happiness. What is needed? Do it. Arjuna killed. Isn't it? Killed his brothers, his kith and kin, family members, his gurus, isn't it? Superiors. Apparently, it's all sinful activity. But is it sin? Is it not sin? It's bhakti. You follow? So how can you understand what is bhakti? You follow? This is bhakti. General people, they cannot understand it. Another point I am saying also, this is not the one who is a bhakta, Vaishnava, he is not a sinful person. A sinful person is not a Vaishnava at all. You follow me? Performing some acts of morality or punya karma, nobody as a bhakti, you understand? And jnana, vairagya, ahimsa, non-violence, jama, niyama, practicing all these things, one cannot develop Krishna bhakti. These are not the limits of Krishna bhakti at all. These are not the lakshana, symptoms of Krishna bhakta. This is not the swarup lakshana, what you say, chief lakshana of the Krishna bhakta. Then these are secondary ones, guna lakshana. And it's automatic development. is automatic. If Swarup is there, Mukhya, complete surrender. Krishnanko Sarunutva. Complete surrender and lotus Krishna, that is the chief symptom. If chief is there, secondary one's automatic development. In Mahaprabhu's Leela, you will see, returning from Gaya, Mahaprabhu started Sankirtan. You understand? He was doing Sankirtan in the courtyard of Srivas Pandit at night, Ruddhadwara, that means bolting the door. You understand? Bolting the door, he was doing Sankirtan with the devotees. So, once, nearby, a pure Brahmana, Brahmachari, very strict Brahmachari, naistic Brahmachari, only drinks milk, never eats anything. Only drinks milk, Brahmachari, Subrahmana, never commits any sinful activity, sinless person. He requested Srivas Pandit, will you please allow me to go inside and see Mahaprabhu's kirtan, nurtya kirtan, dancing and kirtan. Repeatedly, many times, he requested. Once, Srivas Pandit thought of, if I allow, there would be no harm, because he is a completely sinless person, never commits any sinful, very strict brahmachari, and pure brahmana, and only drinks milk. Very strictly follows the rules, regulation of brahmacharya vrata. So if I allow him, keep him inside, there will be no harm at all. Thinking that, he allowed. Still, he put him hiding. Do you understand? He put him in one corner of the room and covered the brahmachari with a thick rug. All right, you stay here. Do you follow me? So Mahaprabhu came, started Sankirtan. Mahaprabhu knows everything. He is Supreme Lord. So after few minutes, Mahaprabhu said, some other person is here, someone. Must be here. Why I cannot get ecstasy today in my kirtan? Some other person must be here. And then Srivasa cannot hide now. Yes, Mahaprabhu, that brahmachari is there. Mahaprabhu became angry. What? Drive him immediately out. Drive him immediately. He became angry. I said, drive him immediately out. What qualification he has to see my dancing, my kirtan, nurtya, gita, singing, dancing? Do you think only by drinking milk one develops bhakti? Drinking milk develops bhakti? No, Baba. Chandar, the guitar, born in Chandar family, if he completely surrenders to me, he is very dear to me, I am very dear to him. You understand? What is bhakti? Sannyasiyo. Someone is sannyasi, but he is not surrendered to me. He is not mine, I am not his. You understand? Gajendra Vamara Gopi Kitapa Karila, Bala Dekhi Taramore Kinsman, an elephant. Gajendra, what tapasya had he undergone? The monkeys that helped Lord Ramchandra, what tapasya they had undergone? The gopas covered men and gopis covered themselves. Women, what tapasya they had undergone? How could they get me? So tapasya, austerity, jnana, vairagya, this is not helpful for bhakti, Baba. Vinemor swaran asureya tap kore, kiyo hoitar. Vinemor swaran loili nahi paas. The demons undergo very severe austerity and penance, even they become anthill. Hiranyakasu became anthill, isn't it? So, this is bhakti. What happens to them? What happens to them? Unless one surrenders unto me completely, you cannot develop bhakti, you cannot get me. Prabhu vale payo payane more nahi paaye, sakol karibu chunna dekhibai thaye. Nobody will get me only by drinking milk. You understand? Mahaprabhu became angry. He said, drive him out. So, also you'll find, Chaitanya Bhagavata, there is Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit was a great Pandit. Great Pandit, yes, scholarship, very uncommon scholarship, and very sinless person, never commits any sinful activity, and also very nice, spotless moral character he had, and is a fond of Bhagavata.
great Bhagavata Prabhachaka. Or, do you understand? Delivers nice Prabhachana in Bhagavata. Do you understand? He is the lover of Bhagavata. But, he has no bhakti. He commits aparadha at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas. He criticizes the Vaishnavas, finds fault with the Vaishnavas. You understand? So Mahaprabhu became angry on him. Hey, I'll tear your Bhagavata puthi, Pamali puthi, I'll tear. Mahaprabhu became angry. You understand? What is that? Because this, you are not a Vaishnava at all. You have no bhakti at all, though all these good qualities are there. He's a sinless person. He's a great scholar. He has scholarship. And he's a lover of Bhagavata. He gives nice pravachana on Bhagavata. All good things are there. But no bhakti. He criticizes the bhakta, the Vaishnavas. He commits aparad. The Mahaprabhu got angry. Do you understand me? So what is bhakti? You follow? This is, you should understand, bhakti is something different, Baba. Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami quoted from, this is Skanda Purana and Padma Purana. Sakarta sarvadharmanam bhakto jastava kesava. Sakarta sarvapapanam jona bhaktastavasyuta. Bhapam bhavati dharmopi tava bhakti kruto hare. Niseda dharmakarta bhakti bhakto narake hare. Sada tishthati bhaktasti brahmahapi vimuchyate. That means Skanda Purana says, O Kesava, one who is your bhakta. Understand my language? He performs all dharma. O Achyuta, one who is not your bhakta, you understand? He commits all sorts of sinful actions. Understand? Papi. O Hari, the avaktas, if they perform some religious activity, those activities are all sinful activities. Understand? So-called religious activities performed by avaktas are all sinful activities. O Lord, your avakta, one is not your bhakta, but performs many religious activities. Still, all these activities are sinful activities, and he goes to hell. Understand? But O Lord, one is your bhakta, very dear devotee, but he commits brahmahatya. He is a brahmana. Still, he has no sinful reaction. You understand? That is Arjuna's killing. That is dharma. Dronacharya, Pacharya, and superiors, Gurujana, Salya. You understand? Bhishma. So, did he commit any sinful activity? No. Apparently it's all sin, but it is very pleasing to Krishna. So he is not affected any sinful reaction. That is Padma Purana says, quoting Padma Purana, Mannimittam kṛtam pāpaṁ api dharmāya kalpati māmanā dhṛtya dharma api pāpaṁ saṁ mat prabhāvata vartamānaṁ ca jat pāpaṁ jat bhūtaṁ jat bhavishadi. Sinful activity, those sinful activities become dharma. You understand? That is Arjuna's killing. That is dharma. Moreover, but one who disregards me, never develops bhakti towards me, rather performs many religious activities, they become all sinful activities. You understand? So, if someone is a great sinful person, committed many sinful activities, so much sinful reactions are there, but if he engages himself in chanting my holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, this Hari Kirtan, Harinam Kirtan, this is like blazing fire. Now, with that fire, all his sinful reactions are burnt to ashes. Understand me? This is a quotation from Padma Purana. So you'll find, so what is bhakti? That is one verse, very nice verse, famous verse, Srimad Bhagavata, dharma satya daya pita vidyava tapasanita mad bhaktya pita matmanasa samyat punadhihi. That's a verse. Dharma, satya, daya, vidya, tapasya. These are very good things. Understand me? Dharma, religiosity, satya, truthfulness, never speaks lies. Speak lies is a sinful activity. Understand?
truthfulness, dharma, satya, vidya, scholarship, pandicya, learning. Do you understand? Acquiring Vedic knowledge, dharma, satya, vidya, tapasya, undergoing penance, austerity, tapasya, dharma, satya, vidya, tapasya, dharma, satya, daya, immersible, shows mercy. And do you understand? Immersible person. Dharma satya daya apita vidya va tapasya mad bhakti apita matmano nasa samya kunat. But no bhakti. All these things are there. But no bhakti. Without bhakti, the value is zero. Value is zero. Do you understand? If you are zeros, zero plus zero plus zero plus zero, result will be zero. Zero into zero into zero into zero, result is zero. Do you understand? Result zero. Similarly, these are all very good things. Dharma, satya, daya, vidya, tapasya. But no bhakti, value is zero. So, if you just put just close to the left-hand side of zero, then zero becomes tenfold. Isn't it? Value becomes tenfold. 1 0 10, 2 0 100, 3 0 1000, like this. Tenfold, tenfold. If that one is not there, it's zero. Similarly, that one is bhakti. The dharma, satya, vidya, tapasya, daya, very good. But no bhakti, so it is all zero. Nat samyak punati hi, it will never purify your heart unless there is bhakti. Do you understand? So what is bhakti? One should understand it. This verse says that thing. So, especially this verse says, and Prabhupada's purport reflects this thing. And that Prabhupada's in the beginning says, those who consider devotional service of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna to be something like material, emotional affairs may ergo that in the revealed scriptures, sacrifice, charity, austerity, knowledge, mystic powers, and similar other processes, transcendental relations are recommended. According to them, bhakti or devotional service of the Lord is meant for those who cannot perform high-grade activities. Generally, it is said that bhakti cult is meant for the sudras, vaishyas, less intelligent human class, but that is not the actual fact. Bhakti cult is the topmost of all transcendental activities, and therefore the simultaneous of life and easy. The higher grade activities designated as sacrifice, charity, austerity, dharma, tapasya are all corollary factors following the pure and scientific bhakti cult. Do you understand? They run behind bhakta. They run behind bhakta. Bhakta never makes any extraneous endeavor to cultivate jnana and vairagya. Do you understand? Ahimsa, jama, niyama, never. It's automatic development. They run behind it. Do you understand? So what is bhakti? You should understand. And only by bhakti one can get Krishna bhakti. Namang sadhiti jagana sankhyana dharma uddhava na suddhyaya tapasthyaga jatha bhakti marjita. 11th canto, Bhagavatam, Krishna says this thing to uddhava. How can one get Krishna? Only by bhakti. Bhaktyam yeka agrajya bhaktyam anga vijanati. Only by bhakti one can understand. Only by bhakti one can. He cannot get me or approach me by cultivating tapasya, cultivating, what is it, studying Veda, giving charity. Do you understand? Undergoing tapasya and cultivating Sankhya philosophy. Do you understand? Nama sadhit jagana Sankhyam dharma, following so-called principles of dharma. Do you understand? No, only by bhakti. Jatha bhaktir mamarjita. So bhakti is the topmost activity. But general notion of the people would be part about bhakti. That purpose, that's the fact. Jai jana bhaje Krishna se bada chatu. He is the most intelligent person, one does Krishna bhajan. One who does Krishna bhajan, engages in Krishna bhajan, is the most intelligent person. Yes, he gets Krishna. Krishna means everything. Jnana, vairagya, all jnana. Krishna is the source of all knowledge. Yes, he is the source of all knowledge. Automatic development of jnana is there. Automatic development of vairagya is there. Krishna bhakta never makes any extraneous effort to cultivate jnana and vairagya. It's automatic development. Understand? So this is what you should understand as real bhakti, and bhakti is the only thing required. And that is topmost activity. Topmost activity. You understand? You should understand this. Thank you very much.
प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय। संवित भक्त
बर महापुरुष सेज दिस इज नॉट स्टेप सोपान एंड दिस इज रादर डेट्रिमेंट It's not bhakti. Bhakti is something different. Even doing a sinful activity, apparently it's a great devotee. Huh? So, how do you understand?
Because we're told that if you do good work, then ultimately you come to Krishna consciousness, but that seems the opposite.
He quoted that verse. Is that verse?
Bhajanti mam dridavrata dridavrata
full verse is there
Desham tvantakatam phapam
tvantakatam phapam yes
sananam punya karmanam hai dvanda maho nirmukta
dvanda maho nirmukta that is significant. They are free from duality and delusion. Huh? Who is free? Only a bhakta is free from duality and delusion, not a punya karma karmaka. He has delusion, huh? And he has duality. Understand me? That is significant. You learn the whole verse, not partial. You follow me? Yes. No duality, huh? Dvanda. And no delusion. Dvanda moho nirmukta. Who is free from duality and delusion? Only a bhakta. You understand? बहुना जन्मनांगंते ज्ञानवान मंग प्रपद्यंते वासुदेव सर्व इति स महात्मा सुदुर्लभ ज्ञानी अंडरगोज मेनी मेनी बार्स मेनी मेनी बार्स एट लास्ट व्हेन ही कम्स टू दिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग दैट वासुदेव सर्व इति देन ही कम्स टू द पाथ ऑफ भक्ति एज लॉन्ग एज ही हैज नॉट कम टू दिस अंडरस्टैंडिंग सो फॉर द वैल्यू ऑफ हिज नॉलेज understand me, Jagannath Mishra. That is significant in that verse. Dvanda moho nirmukta. Understand me. But such a punya karma kari is not free from dvanda and moha. He has duality and he has illusion. When one becomes free from duality and illusion, when it comes to the path of bhakti, understand me. Otherwise, it cannot be. It's either so-called punya karma kari, one who is doing punya karma, he has a pride. Why am I doing the such work? It's pride. Yes. I have done for this, for my land. It's a delusion. For my family, for the nation. It's a delusion. I am free from delusion. Understand me? It's not free from delusion, it's free from duality. That is significant in that verse. Do you follow?
I think that the verse is saying that because he's done piety, therefore he's free from delusion and therefore he can engage in bhakti. I thought that because he's acted piously, therefore now he is free from delusion, therefore he can engage in bhajan.
Punya karma now is free from delusion. No, but it's free from delusion. Punya karma will never make you free from delusion. Rather, he will put you into delusion. And he has delusion and he has and duality also. Yes.
So isn't it piety to, you know, dig a well for the community and open a hospital? That's not pious acts?
What is that? That's a pious act. Yes, but that is not bhakti. That will never help you developing bhakti also.
Are you developing a good heart by doing something like that?
If you love Krishna, then you may love one and all. And no love for Krishna, again, you may be loving him and hating another body. So how are you free from duality? Yes, this is my countryman, loving him. He is other country, hating him. So how are you free from duality? You analyze the verse. Understand the tattva behind it. Don't be superfluous. Go deep into the matter. Understand me? Go deep. Deeper, deep, deeper most. Jagannath Mishra, understand.
What does Krishna mean when he says punya karma?
Punya karma, these are punya karma. Pious activities. Doing
good work. Huh? Then I say, as hungry people, feeding them. Huh? Patient, no treatment. Huh? So make some arrangement of treatment, serve him, like Mother Teresa. Huh? One person, poor man, suffering out of biting cold, to give him warm clothing. Huh? Cannot get education out of poverty, so make open some free educational institutions. These are punya karma, huh? Isn't it?
Referring to this work, in that sloka, Krishna doesn't mean this kind of punya karma.
These are punya karma. These are pious activities. He will be liberated to surga loka, heavenly planet. Krishna says, khine punya martya lokam vishanti. When your result of your punya karma is exhausted, again you fall down. That verse in Bhagavad Gita. So, don't Krishna mean this punya karma? read it, try to understand it. Going deep, deep, deeper most region. Don't float on this surface. Don't float on the surface. Do you understand? This is like unlimited ocean. Jagannath Mishra. Unlimited ocean. If you go deeper, deeper most region, then can collect the invaluable gem. Otherwise, floating surface, you collect peace only.
Actually, when you were saying that those who are devoid of bhakti, do all other good qualities, that will become sin, that will become sin productivity and will glide down to hell.
Yes.
So that means also that when we chant Hare Krishna, and we have no taste, it is ritualistically, like many times you say.
Chanting Hare Krishna, different thing.
But if it's ritualistically like Hare Krishna, finish.
Committing
then?
Aparad.
Then
Guru said, don't commit aparad.
Right. Because one time you also said in one lecture that when you chant Hare Krishna with offense, you become a ghost or something, or go to hell or something.
Yes, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said. Offensive thing.
So Guru says this, by giving instruction. So the Guru is saving us by his instructions.
Yes, his instructions, yes.
Photo.
What are we doing? We're serving you. We've got no love.
Yes.
Now,
you are just trading, just begun to trade, have begun to trade the path reversal. Understand? It's a bhakti-abhasa. Understand me? Bhakti-abhasa. What is it?
Namabhas.
Yes, like namabhas.
Reflection.
Near bhakti. Bhakti-abhasa. Just prior to the rising of your bhakti, the condition, the stage, that bhakti-abhasa stage. Understand me? You are in that stage. Then pure bhakti will rise. You follow, later on.
It's like bhakti sukriti.
Bhakti sukriti. Bhakti ani, bhakti sukriti. Ani, bhakti sukriti. That will be helpful for you in this life or not in this life, next life must. That Narada Muni got. So there is no loss in it. It's all gain. It's all gain. Then we lost it. It's all gain.
Therefore, said in Gita that when someone doesn't reach in his lifetime, he will continue.
Continue.
There's no loss. No loss and diminution.
No loss and diminution. It's all gain. You should understand this. Thank you very much. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai, Swami Bhakti.